The bushfire in the Perth Hills is now under control, but there's still concern for the safety of people in an area emergency services are calling the hot zone. Roads into that area are blocked, but some people are ignoring fire authorities, refusing to leave the danger zone so they can stay and defend their homes. Caitlin Gribben reports.
Hundreds of people here in the hills chose to flee their homes on Sunday as the fire approached, but not Shaun Harbour.
It was pretty frightening. The first 2 minutes was the most frightening. After that, it was just going into automatic mode, and I was there with a sledgehammer, buckets, and what limited pressure I had in the hoses, putting out spot fires, so that was it.
He spent the past 3 days defending his home from the blaze. Emergency services chiefs want him and others to get out, but he has no plans to leave. Incident controller Stuart Wade from the Department of Fire and Emergency Services says the hot zone is still risky.
For those people who are within directly fire zone, our advice to them is if their property has been secured and they're not self-sufficient, then they should leave and access the many, many welfare and support agencies that we've got available at the evacuation centre.
There are no official numbers on how many residents are still living in the so-called hot zone. Greg Dartnell from volunteer group The Rapid Relief Team says his crew's been helping those in the area.
They don't want to leave because once they leave they can't get back in there, and those people are desperate for essentials really. So the RRT have been assisting there with petrol and water and milk and bread. It'd probably be approximately 50 homes in there where there's people still living in there. I guess they've got contact with family by phone, but some are without power, and so we're just trying to assist there as well to keep the morale up.
The fire services, Stuart Wade, says those staying in the area face a serious risk.
It is not safe. There is still unburnt pockets of fuel that will need to be burnt out. There will be some flame and some smoke. Our priority is to control those areas. The people that are within those areas, we are concerned for their safety. The risk at the moment is there is definitely a chance that within the fire shape at the moment, there is a chance that a small fire would start. And also with the weekend, 38 degrees on the weekend and high easterly winds again, we need to do as much as we can the next 3 days to make sure that this fire doesn't grow in any way.
But Shaun Harbour thinks he's doing the right thing.
I mean, that whole veranda would have gone up straight into the eaves and the house would be gone. So if I wasn't here, no, it'd be gone. I can understand why everyone evacuates, and it's a really hard choice. But hey, I survived. I'd do it again. I would stay and protect rather than evacuate. No, I wouldn't have a house.
Perth Hills resident Shaun Harbour.